Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today called for an overhaul of the Palestinian Authority and the first elections in 6 years. In a speech to Palestinian lawmakers, Arafat offered no specifics and no timetable, only a call for patience as he struggles to rebuild a shattered Palestinian infrastructure. But there are doubts among Palestinian reformers about Arafat's willingness to relax his grip on power. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, there's also resentment over the heavy pressure from Israel and Washington, who want to see their version of reform enacted.
Arafat's first address to the Palestinian Legislative Council since emerging from his Ramallah compound was laced with complaints about what he called the Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. Arafat said they now lived in a land where virtually everything has been destroyed. But Arafat also admitted that the Palestinian Authority has made its share of mistakes. Without saying what those were, he accepted the blame.
I would like to tell you this. I bear all the responsibility. So we had to rectify what the mistakes we have done. We had to reform it. If you give me the chance, I'll tell you what will happen.
Arafat called on the lawmakers to come up with sweeping reforms in all sectors, from the security and political establishments to the legal system. Arafat signed a law last night designed to protect the independence of the judiciary. He also called for a new round of elections, the first since the original voting 6 years ago, and said despite the outside pressure, Palestinians should push ahead with their own agenda.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the time, the hour for work, the hour for change and reform. And despite all the attempts, no one will restrict us. We can do it.
Palestinian reformers saw the speech as a chance to finally gain some momentum for changes they have long sought. But they see major obstacles ahead, not least of which is Arafat himself. Throughout his reign, Arafat has kept an iron grasp on the levers of power, down to approving the smallest expenses. Reformers expect Arafat's inner circle, which has benefited hugely from what they call corrupt management, to fight any real change. In 1999, Arafat advisor and Legislative Council member Marwan Kanafani went to court in an effort to force new elections. Now Kanafani finds it amusing to see Palestinians of all stripes suddenly embracing reform.
Even the people who are the subject of change. I see on television some people whom I think personally that these people should go. You know, I see them calling for the change and things. This is a situation like everybody rides the tide now.
One of the more complicated tasks, rebuilding the security forces, is seen as vitally urgent. On Monday night, five masked assailants attacked Palestinian Minister Hassan Asfour. Palestinian officials say until the security apparatus is rebuilt, controlling street violence will be problematic. Reforming the security force is also high on the agendas of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and President George Bush. That's a problem for many Palestinians. Speaking from his home in Gaza, veteran Palestinian negotiator Haider Abdel Shafi says people will never accept reforms that appear to be generated in Jerusalem or Washington. Abdel Shafi says Arafat is now seeing his ceasefire orders ignored by Hamas and Islamic Jihad because he shut them out of the political process. Abdel Shafi would like to see an interim national unity leadership, encompassing all the factions, that could pave the way for new elections. He says Arafat rejected this idea when the latest intifada started 20 months ago, and he's now paying the price.
And that's what he imagined, that he had the power, but he couldn't control. All the issues that have to be addressed are loaded with emotions in this, so it couldn't be controlled unless you have such a body and where you are committed to decisions that are reached democratically.
This tension between homegrown reform and change imposed from the outside is about far more than national pride. Israel and the U.S. want to see a new Palestinian Authority with the power and the motivation to crack down on suicide bombers and gunmen. But many Palestinians want reform to give a greater voice to those out of power, including the radical Islamist factions. Hamas official Ismail Abu Shanab says, for example, that Hamas may well participate in a new round of elections, but only to promote its view that the Oslo Land for Peace framework is a disaster that must be fought and destroyed.
Yes, and we want things to be based on free, sovereign Palestinian state, but not under occupation and under Oslo Agreement. The Americans, when they are speaking about reform, they forget the reform came from Sharon.
Prime Minister Sharon yesterday added reform of the Palestinian Authority to his list of conditions for resuming peace talks. Palestinian reformers say on top of all the internal difficulties facing them, the surest way to kill off this nascent reform movement is to give it the Sharon stamp of approval. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.